What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled MGTOW's TV server update and the ghost of Susan Strikes Grabber. So, as you guys probably know by now, Grabber is down. It's been down for a few days. Grabber is the software we use to get videos from YouTube, Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey. Because a lot of people on MGTOW TV, you know, they don't upload directly to MGTOW TV. They upload to other platforms and we simply clone their channels from there. So the ghost of Susan, because as we all know, Susan is dead and she's in hell right now. So the ghost of Susan, guys, has struck Grabber, making it very difficult for us to get videos from YouTube. What happened is that they're targeting our specific server, which is fine because we can always change VPS. I'm not gonna go into much details about it, guys. I'm not gonna go into much details about the solution. All I'm gonna say is Susan, or the ghost of Susan, is targeting our one particular server. They blocked it from accessing YouTube. There are ways to evade that. I'm just not going to say what those ways are here in public. List one of her people is watching this. The other thing, guys, if you took notice on MGTOW TV, there were no videos for several hours, and that's because we are still cloning from the old server. So the old server has 50 terabytes of data, okay? That's a lot of data, 50 terabytes of data, okay? And we've been cloning from the old server as early as, you know, end of September. So we've been cloning from the old server for about 4 days now. The cloning is taking longer than anticipated. And the reason behind that is that the new server, thanks to you guys, has RAID. For those of you who don't know what RAID is when you have two hard drives mirroring one another. So if one hard drive goes bad, the other one is still online. And then, you know, you replace a bad hard drive with a good one. And now you got redundancy again. Now the current server we have does not have redundancy. The one that we are leasing doesn't have redundancy because we simply could not not only could we not afford one with redundancy, it's just that they did not even have one available at the data center that we are leasing the old server from that could actually have RAID, okay? Now, the one we bought, thanks to all of you guys who donated generously, does have RAID. So, the problem here is that since data has to be resynced from one hard drive to another hard drive, and it has to be verified, the cloning process is taking much longer than anticipated, okay? We are cloning around 2 terabytes of data a day, okay? So if you do simple math, you have 50 terabytes of data that need to be mirrored. We're cloning at 2 terabytes a day, 50 divided by 2, 25, okay? So it's gonna take us pretty much the whole month of October to clone from the old server onto the new server. And again, that's because when you have RAID, the data is being copied from one drive to another drive and it's being verified. That's why it's so slow and it's gonna take like almost a month. Fortunately, the old company, we told them, hey man, we're done with you, we're moving on. So they're actually giving us a discount on staying with them for an extra couple of weeks until the cloning process is complete. So that was nice of them. So I just wanted to let you guys know that we are fighting two wars that are totally independent of one another. Obviously, the ghost of Susan taking down our server from accessing YouTube has nothing to do with the new server cloning from the old server very slowly. Those are two totally different incidents. But like the old saying says, when it rains, it pours. So right now, guys, we are fighting two wars, and thank God so far we are winning. Like I said, the cloning process from the old server to the new one is probably going to take all of October, which is fine. We have redundancy on the old server, because here's the thing, guys. So let's say a hard drive on the current server that we are leasing went bad, okay? Then all that videos, all the data on that server, on that hard drive that went bad, it's permanently lost, okay? But again, thanks to you guys who donated generously, the new server has redundancy. So if one hard drive goes bad, the other one will take over until the bad one gets replaced, okay? And again, that's the reason why the cloning is going to take 25 days rather than maybe 3 days, simply because when you are cloning in RAID mode, it's done on two hard drives, and then it has to verify the information all over again. So hopefully that's going to be done in the month of October. As for evading Susan's server block, my team is working on that, guys. And again, I'm not going to say much about the solutions that we're going to take, because I don't want anybody working for Susan to be like keeping tabs on us. So I thought I'd let you guys know what's going on. Two independent wars. God willing, we're going to be victorious in both of them. It's just going to be a matter of time. That's really all it is. The food truck is doing well. I finally got hummus. So I work on the food truck during the day. At night, I work on MGTOW TV, Metwali Web Services. Gibson Bro needs to be updated, shit like that. So I'm pretty much working like from 10 in the morning to like 2 o'clock at night, like a straight 14 hours a day I'm working, honestly. In fact, I'm actually going to FedEx Kinko's right now to print out a tobacco permit so we can have hookah, aka shisha, smoking at the food truck. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. I actually made it to FedEx, and I had to say what I had to say. So yeah, guys, super busy right about now. That's why I'm really not making that many videos as I used to, like a few weeks ago. I just have so many things going on right now, between taking the food truck to the next level, between cloning, which is done automatically, it really doesn't need me to do anything, but trying to find a solution to Susan blocking our server from accessing YouTube. That's gonna take some hard, smart, long work. But other than that, guys, things are going good. I'm actually gonna start selling our food directly to you guys, bypassing Amazon. I'll be making a video about that. So right now, guys, I'm really good with baklava. I'm really good with hummus. I'm gonna mail that stuff out to you guys, USPS priority, whereby you guys get that stuff in 2 days. Hummus, you know, baklava, if you vacuum seal it, can be good for weeks. Hummus, as long as it's properly sealed, it can also be good for a couple of weeks. So I'm gonna be I'm actually gonna go to the post office after I'm done here with FedEx Kinko's, and I'm gonna see how much stuff I can cram into the postal priority mailboxes. I'm gonna get the USPS priority boxes that they have a flat rate of $18. And I'm going to see how much food I can cram in there. So let's say I have $18 shipping that you guys are going to pay, but I can cram in, you know, maybe $40, $50, $60 worth of food for you. Well, that makes, you know, $18 shipping worth it. And by bypassing Amazon, guys, I'll be able to give you a better price because Amazon takes 15%. So yeah, I'm gonna start selling food directly to you guys, fresh made food, literally from the truck to the post office and then to your house. Anyway, guys, I gotta go print out some stuff. I got a lot of work to do. Anyways, guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace.